We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Imagine for a moment what it would do to your psyche to be told on a loop by media sources you trust that you have lost control of your country, that your country's been taken over in a coup by a foreign country. Imagine being told by the top-ranking intelligence leaders of your country on a loop for years that your president is owned and controlled by the leaders of this other country that took over your country in a coup. What would that do to you psychologically? Imagine watching the New York Times and the Washington Post win Pulitzers for reporting this, for their very important work on exposing the coup, exposing the Russian agent who now controls your country, a country run and operated through him by Vladimir Putin. These are terrifying things. The Trump-Russia collusion, it turns out, wasn't just a lie by the mainstream media. It was a lie by the mainstream media in concert with the FBI and the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, and the Hillary campaign. It was utterly, completely, and totally fake. But it was a lie on a scale our society's never lived through before. The media, working with those groups, didn't just lie to half of America. They created an alternate psychological reality where people lived in fear, believed their country had been taken over in a coup by Vladimir Putin, who controlled their president. We now know it's an utter lie, but so much bigger than a lie. Remember, this story was told on all these liberal news sites, these liberal cable stations, on a loop. It consumed major parts of news broadcast, and this went on for years. Right didn't lie to and misinform half the country. Nope, the left's own leadership did it to them. Remember, this isn't just Hillary. It's the DNC too. We didn't do it to them. Their leaders lie to them, have utter contempt for them. And yesterday, it all came out in court. Example of how shocking this would be to the psyche of the left if they actually knew what came out in court yesterday. Let's go back down memory lane and remember how bad this sounded at the time. This is a montage of top Obama intelligence officials, including the director of national intelligence and then acting deputy director of the FBI, assuring Americans that their president was actually a Russian agent controlled by Vladimir Putin. It's funny now.
What a great case officer Vladimir Putin is. He knows how to handle an asset, and that's what he's doing with the president.
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible.
President Putin's got a very high return on his investment.
He's taken a series of steps that, had Vladimir Putin dictated them, he couldn't have mirrored more effectively.
It's no exaggeration to say that these people may well be psychologically shattered if they understood how much of their worldview simply isn't real, how the people they think of as their leaders, the Democrat Party, lie to them, manipulate them, create entire false realities. Imagine what it would have been like for that half the country to learn yesterday that within 24 hours of getting a hold of the documents that launched the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, that the FBI knew it was fake. But that was exactly the testimony delivered under oath on Tuesday in a federal courtroom by an FBI agent who said it didn't take the FBI long to determine there was no secret back channel between the Trump organization and Russia. Like how long? About 24 hours. to tell that Sussman, who's on trial, was lying. Now, who is Sussman? Michael Sussman, the guy on trial, is not just a lawyer for Hillary. He's the lawyer for the Democrat National Committee, the group that runs the Democrat Party, which means he lied to the FBI to launch the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. That's why he's on trial, because lying to the FBI is a crime. Even Sussman's own attorneys aren't arguing that he didn't bring the Russia collusion hoax to the FBI. They're not even arguing that the hoax was actually real. They're just claiming the FBI knew Sussman was lying, but didn't care, so he shouldn't be prosecuted or convicted. And now you know why the Democrats chose Tuesday, because they control the committee schedules, chose Tuesday for that hearing on UFOs being real. They had to pull out some big guns to keep their people from noticing the level to which they'd lied and manipulated them. But what would the networks do? Those networks that it wasn't unusual for them to spend a third, half, sometimes nearly all of their nightly news hour telling people all the angles of the Trump-Russia collusion story. What did they do? They blacked it out. That's right. The networks completely ignored the news that the FBI knew the Trump-Russia collusion was a hoax all along, and that the person bringing it to the FBI was working on behalf of the DNC and Hillary. They just blacked it out. ABC, CBS, NBC, they covered the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. They covered brush fire in Los Angeles and weather, but not that news. Understandably, it's the kind of thing that could lead to somebody having to be dragged off in a straitjacket. The entire reality these newscasts spun for their sheep-like followers simply never happened.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know what is absolutely jaw-dropping here, too? John Durham, the special counsel appointed by Bill Barr in this case, is doing this trial for lying to the FBI. That's what's so remarkable. The FBI admitted under oath yesterday, one of the agents involved in it, yeah, we knew it was a lie. We knew Sussman was lying to us from the beginning. We knew there was no Russia collusion. Well, again, lying to the FBI is a crime. Yet the FBI never pursued it. Neither did the Department of Justice. It took a special counsel outside the Department of Justice, insulated from the politics of the FBI and the Department of Justice, to even get to the bottom of this, because the FBI didn't give a rip that the DNC and Sussman lied to them. Not only did they not care, they climbed right on. They loved it, knew it was a lie from day one, and then spent 3 years spinning it themselves, all in hopes of taking out Donald Trump through impeachment. That was the original hope, to take him out through impeachment. What would that amount to? Oh, a coup. This whole thing is an attempted coup. Got liberal friends and family members? Try telling them this. It's with a sense of perverted awe that I look in the comment sections on my own social media, and liberals will show up. They still think Trump colluded with Russia, that there's evidence of it, that there's some link, any link, between him and Putin. That's never been proven, ever. In fact, the chief conclusion of the Mueller report was that Donald Trump had no links to Putin. They literally couldn't find any. I've even tried reasoning with them, challenging them. Hey, tell me, okay, Trump is colluded with Putin. He's linked to Putin. What is the link? Can you tell me what the link is? How did they communicate? They can't. They just get enraged. But they can't, because there isn't one. Even scarier, the CIA knew too. Remember when CIA Director John Brennan personally went to the White House in the summer of 2016 to warn Joe Biden and Barack Obama personally that Hillary had concocted this whole Russia collusion scheme? And the reason he was worried about it was because they had intelligence showing that Russia knew all about it, knew it was a lie, and could take it as an act of aggression. He wanted to make sure that Joe Biden and Barack Obama knew that it was all fake. To cover himself, Obama's head of the CIA, John Brennan, in his own handwriting, he didn't even type it up, in his own handwriting, recorded the minutes of the meeting. Again, folks, this was the summer of 2016, July, they knew. Now, keep in mind, John Brennan's not a dumb guy. I'd argue he's actually a criminal. John Brennan knew when he was talking to Barack Obama and Joe Biden that he was talking to the architects of the lie. Because remember, it wasn't just Hillary. Sussman, the guy now on trial, was a lawyer for the DNC and Hillary. Both had cooked this up. In other words, Brennan wasn't just warning them about Hillary's activities. He was warning them that the Democrat Party's whole scheme to hose their own voters and the American people into thinking that Trump was a Russian agent was at risk because Russia knew and Russia might reveal it, embarrassing them. That's why Brennan went to the White House. So think about it. Obama knew, Biden knew, the head of the CIA knew, and we now know that the FBI knew almost from the first moment. You know who else knows now? The Washington Post and the New York Times. They won a joint Pulitzer for their reporting on the Russia collusion gate. In particular, there was a series of stories they won it for, but in particular, the Alpha Bank story, which we learned under oath in court yesterday, totally fake, completely made up by the DNC and Hillary. That's how far our elites went to give this story the imprimatur of reality. Pulitzers that have never been given back were won for it. I mean, how could you question that? The head of the CIA, John Brennan, the one who delivered the news to Obama and Biden that summer, 2016, he would go on TV for almost 3 years assuring us that Trump very likely was a Russian agent when he damn well knew better. Why would you question that? The director of national intelligence, you heard a clip from him earlier, claiming that Donald Trump was a Russian asset. Why would you question it? Why would you question something the Post and the New York Times won a Pulitzer for? Folks, I've done this whole podcast today, not to rehash all of this, but to show you the depth, the breadth, the scope of the lies they tell and how far they will go. So that the next time you think, well, yeah, but all five agencies say and they just won a Pulitzer and, wow, the head of the FBI and the CIA wouldn't both lie to me. I mean, it's not like they're in collusion with the DNC. There's no way this many people would cook up a conspiracy. They did. They have, and they will do it again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.